You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day three of Killarney's July Festival. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, very good actually, Mark. Are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Nothing chipper.
Yes. Good, decent enough night on day two as well for us.
Could have been better as well.
Yeah.
We got quite a few right, but yeah, there's a few that I was less smarting about, particularly those chases. I really like those, and all the way around, I kept thinking this Sergeant Solution's definitely going to win. He jumped and he travelled and he followed the front runner, but unfortunately the front runner didn't stop. And how that Asda Peak didn't win, then God only knows. I mean, if it wasn't for such a bad ballooning slow jump at the last, I think he would have won as well. So, yeah, a few winners, but like I say, a few horses that hit the crossbar.
Yeah, those couple hit the crossbar, but your best bet on the card, She's a Portrait, very impressive in the last.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said during the preview on the morning, it was just ridiculous how that was 9-2, and by far and away the best form in the race, and you could see what was going to happen. It was a small field, she was going to go off in front, and once she got into that rhythm that she gets into, she's a very difficult horse to pass, and I certainly thought it was a weaker contest since she's been contesting of late. So 9-2, nice way to round the night.
Are you similarly bullish about any tonight?
Of course, always. Yeah, there's always a few up your sleeve, Mark. Yeah, there's a couple of really nice, tempting bets. A few that I think the bookmakers have failed to take evasive action with, but a few that, unfortunately, they have. So 6-1, half a dozen the other.
All right, let's get stuck into it then. The 5:40 is the first race this evening. We start here with a maiden over a mile and three quarters, and 4-1 joint favourites this morning with Mind Now and Creative Talent at the head of the betting. 5-1 for Western Boy. Algazil is 5-1 as well. 13-2 for Local Standy. 10-1 for Chief Count, and 12s or bigger for the others. Open start to the card, Andy. A mile and three quarter maiden, you don't get too many of them. What do you make of it?
No, you don't get too many of them. You don't get too many of such a modest low grade as well. The fact that we've got a 73 rated horse, or two 73 rated horses with form anyway, the head of the market, pretty much tells you all you need to know about this race. Agazil and Creative Talent are those two horses in question. Of the pair, I think John Murphy's Charge, Agazil, is probably the strongest, certainly on form anyway. He's already proven with a bit of cut in the ground, which of course the flat course has currently got in the going description. He was third behind Tuk Tuk at Garran early on in the year. And then he ran quite well on quicker ground behind Bantry Bay in a good speed figure race at the Curragh. That's the last time we saw him. He sets a good standard. Of course, Val de Sol out of that race won the other day for us at Navan. So I think that Agazil would certainly give you a decent run for your money if you were to side with him. But I'll take a bit of a punt here with Peter Fye's seven-year-old, a horse who's gone through the hurdling ranks in a meteoric rate from humble beginnings. He ended up running at both the Punchestown and Fairy House festivals, respectively, running really well in both the two handicaps he took part in. Both of them were big fields, both strongly run, and he certainly indicated he wasn't out of place. He was fourth behind I Shot the Sheriff at the Easter meeting at Fairy House, and then fifth in that very decent three-mile handicap, eventually won by Avant 2, doing all his best work at the end. He's rated 121 over hurdles. They've booked Jack Kennedy to take seven off, which is obviously a signal of intent. And either way, he gets on tonight. I think he's an interesting runner, perhaps for Galway. I think that Connections will probably have Ballybrit on their mind in another couple of weeks' time. The fact that they're running him 2 weeks prior to that suggests that. So the one with form is Agazil, but the sneaky one is the top one, Mind Now, and that's the selection.
Mind Now, Friday then in the first. The second race is the 6:10, and this one is a fillies and mares handicap over a mile and three furlongs. On a pedestal, heads the betting at 100-30. It's 4-1 for Sidra. Oceana Queen is 11-2. A Move On When in Doubt, who's 8-11-2. 7-1 for Princess Aloof. 8-1 for Water Sprite and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. A good mare's race, Andy. Plenty of them in decent enough nick, and you could state a case for at least half a field here.
Yeah, you could, yeah. I managed to whittle it down to three. The inform Oceana Queen from the Pat Martin stable. That filly's bang on the money at the moment. She's won a couple of races recently in fairly impressive fashion, getting the better of the subsequent winner, actually last night's winner, Dancing Noretta, at two starts ago at Fairy House, and following up in pretty impressive fashion, quickening up round the inside once the gap's open to beat. Two mares I quite like, Break My Mind and Magenta, in fairly convincing fashion. She's now up to 74, another £7 higher. And she certainly could take a hand here if, of course, she handles a slightly easier terrain, which she's running on tonight. But she's up against a couple of nice three-year-olds that I've got a bit of time for. Sidra ran in a good Cork maiden early on in the year, and then won for the podcast last time at Garran. She's got to encounter softer ground tonight. Not absolutely convinced that a mark of 93 is a fair reflection of what she's actually done so far. I definitely think there's a huge dollop of potential slapped onto that mark. Because I do think On a Pedestal has achieved a little bit more and has actually got a rating £10 lower. And for that reason, I'm going to go with Aine O'Brien's filly. She's a little bit quirky. She wears the cheek pieces and she does flash her tail under pressure, but it didn't stop her going forward. And her last three runs, she's been hugely unlucky. I thought she should have won at the Curra two starts ago, but the speed figure suggested that race could be worth following. And then she bumped into a group horse in waiting in the shape of Stella Glow next time out at Leopardstown, again running all the way to the line. She stays really well. She's obviously got a little bit of a quirk attached to her, but I don't think it's anything malicious. And hopefully tonight she can finally stick a one in front of those two. So On a Pedestal, potentially very well handicapped here, gets a vote in the 6-10.
On to the third race next, which is the 6:45. This one is a handicap over the extended mile. It's for three-year-olds as well, and a significant non-runner this morning in the shape of Beachmount Whisper. Ferguson also out of the lineup, and Easy Boy and Timeless Focus are the 4-1 joint favourites at the time of recording this. 7-1 for Eco Eye. Plain Talking 7-1 as well. 10-1 for Wonder Holly, and Wonder Holy rather, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in an open race, Andy?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this horse to run for quite a while, ever since he won back at Listowel back in the late part of May. And that's Eco Eye, who posted an absolutely colossal figure for a horse of his grade that day. Racing off the mark of 61, he posted the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular card that afternoon. And even though he's been raised £7, I'm not necessarily sure that's enough to prevent him going in again. He's always actually caught my eye from an early stage, this son of Echo of Light. Even when he ran on his debut in a very hot maiden down in Tipperary, I thought he was capable of winning a race. So I actually mentioned him next time out at Dundalk for him to finish last of seven. And I was rather beginning to question my sanity, if you like, for suggesting he's a horse to stand on the right side of. But lo and behold, he did pop up that day at Listowel and finally vindicated my view. With the easiness in the ground tonight at Killarney, I certainly think it'll suit this horse better than most. He looked a real deep closer, a strong finisher last time out of a seven, so this mile, stiff mile at that as well, should suit him. And he'll be certainly finishing late, fast and wide as well. So he'll do for me here. Eco Eye, very strong choice each way there in the 6:45.
On to the 7:20 next. This one is a handicap over 2 miles and one furlong, and the market headed by Modem, who's been backed from 3-1 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. 7-1 for Balkinstown, Well Tuned is 8, 9-1 for Zamario, 10-1 for Borussia, and 12s or bigger for the others. Well back favourite, Andy, much shorter than the rest in the betting as well. Can you see why Modem's up there?
Oh God, yeah, this is the nap of the night. I mean, you almost have to question what on earth Modem is doing in a race like this, with the greatest respect to the rest of them. They are pretty average bunch of horses he's up against here, and if he doesn't take advantage of what is a very, very lenient looking mark off on the flat of a mark of just 68, then I think Jessica Harrington will be absolutely tearing her hair out, let alone the punters I've already backed to this morning, including myself. I do think he's a really good bet here, even if he can get anything above 2-1 this morning. I still think that represents value, because you've only got to look at his form in recent times since he's switched to hurdling, or his latest hurdling runs. OK, he was well beaten in the county hurdle, but the fact that Connections saw him good enough to run at Cheltenham Festival suggests that they obviously hold him in the right regard. He was rated 141 that day, and that was off the back of several good runs prior to that. Of course, he was second in the Ball Sports Handicap at Leopardstown behind KTT, again, a very competitive race of its nature. Then he was second in a Grade 2 behind Lena Rye. That was next time out at Navan. So he has been dining at the very top table. And his last run on the flat actually wasn't too bad either. Obviously, he's improved subsequently in a huge way. But that third behind Harris Arabanek at Navan certainly reads well. And he was actually running off a mark of 71. Believe it or not, the handicap has actually given him £3 back. Even though he's gone forward about 2 stone over hurdles, he's actually come backwards on the flat. So really and truthfully, this horse should be taking advantage of this. He's 5-2 with William Hill this morning. I see they get right stuck into this horse, and he's definitely the best bet on the card.
Best bet on the card then, Frandy, in the shape of Modem in the 7.20. The 7.55 is the fifth race on the card, and we go over the hurdles for the first time here. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Shake It Up is the 4-1 favourite, support from fives this morning. 5-1 for Distant Rain. Winter Breeze is 5-1 as well. 13-2 for Winter's Over. Sevens for Satira, who's been backed from nines this morning. 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the 7.55?
Yeah, not a particularly... strong race form-wise. I'm going to kind of like use a bit of intuition here with this one. I'm going to go with an informed stable, Michael Winters. He's also in great form at the moment. He as well, of course, has been in good form on the fly over jumps for Gorna Toner. That horse has won for Mickey Winters. And he's got a representative here. I certainly think he's got a chance on what he's done so far over hurdles. And that's Winter Breeze. He hasn't run since the 26th of February. So I'm taking a bit of a punt, as I suggested, with his fitness. But what he's done so far over hurdle certainly suggests that he can win a race of this nature. Don't forget he's a former point-to-point horse as well, so he looks as though he's more of a stayer than a speed horse, and that's very much been detected on his two runs so far today. He ran really well behind two smart horses at Thurles on his Rules debut. That was behind Lock, Stock and Barrel and Captain Hoax. And, of course, the second Captain Hoax is a 127-rated horse over hurdles, and he was second to Sirius Darius at Hexham. So obviously he's a bit of a good benchmark. He then fell on his next start when still in contention behind the likes of Samson Bill back at the same track. But I do think it was all happening a little bit too quick for him. Plus the fact he did jump out to his left a few times. So racing on a anti-clockwise direction here tonight should certainly suit this six-year-old. So the soft ground's definitely come in his favour. Step up in trip should suit. Yards in good form. Every reason to suggest Winter Breeze should give us a fair shout there in that 7.55.
Onto the 8.25 next up, an ultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.75 miles. And Your Busy is the 7-2 favourite. 4-1 for Argentina. Landau has been back from 13-2 into 4-1 this morning. 5-1 for Callin Annam. Pass the Hat is 13-2 and 10s or bigger for the others. We'll start here with the favourite, Andy, who's a previous winner of this race a couple of years ago. Arrives here in winning form this time round as well. Ruby Walsh's only ride on the card. Can you see why he's at the top of the betting?
Oh, without doubt, yeah. I think he's a very solid performer, isn't he? You're busy. We all know that. He's not a prolific winner nowadays, but he does pop up every now and again. And it's always dangerous to write him off. He's probably got his best form at Listowel, but that doesn't mean to say that Killarney's very much anywhere negative. He's won a couple of times here, over fences and over hurdles. He arrives here off the back of a game victory last time out, actually on ground prior to that victory. Wouldn't have necessarily, you would have thought, would have been in his favour, because he's very much a decent ground horse. Obviously, the hurdle track tonight at Killarney's riding a good deal quicker than the flat track. And if he's in that kind of form with Ruby Walsh on board again, it's hard to see him not running well here, and I think he's probably just about the percentage call. Landau's a very interesting runner here, representing the Gorn Elliott stable with Jack Kennedy on board. He's obviously going to attract a fair deal of support off the back of a good run on the flat the other day when unfortunately he bumped into Hurricane Sky, who came with a whirlwind finish. He looked as though he was going to win that day when he swept to the front with a withering run at the Furlong pole and needed to get nutted late on. His form over hurdles is a little bit patchy, largely due to the fact that he's ended up running on softish ground on more than one or two occasions. He does want to hear his hooves off this horse. And if there is any more rain in the Killarney area, that would slightly temper my enthusiasm win him. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to go with him. Interesting runner, Kaelin Annam here, has got a mark of 133 over hurdles compared to 138 over fences. And if she's fit enough to do herself justice off the back of a 300-odd day layoff, then I think she could also take a hand. But I'm going to have to stick with Your Busy. He's about as game and as honest as you like. And in a race like this, that's what you want on your side.
And moving on to the final race then, this is the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a ladies' bumper over 2 miles in 1 furlong, and the market headed by Knockanus, who's 4-6. 7-2 for Peregrine Run. Bowen's Court is 8. 10-1 for Blue Owen, and 20s or bigger for the others. So not many of these considered in the betting, Andy. Who do you side with there?
Yeah, I can see why Nakamura's favourite here, although I do think he's a bit shorter than what I would personally have him in at, because he's up against a horse that I think he's going to give him a hell of a race. And at 7-2, I think Pellegrine Run represents probably one of the best value bets on the card. I tipped this horse last time out at Roscommon on the podcast. He was back from 9-1 in the morning to 9-2. And for all the world, he looked as though he was going to win that race all the way around. He absolutely steamed his way through that race. He almost went too strongly, and Kenny Power riding that day had to let him stride on from a long, long way out, and he was left in front to Roseanne Boat from a long way, still racing very powerfully. Unfortunately, the petrol gauge flashed on empty in the latter stages because he exerted too much energy in the hottest part of the race, and he ended up getting picked off late on rather unluckily, but I definitely think he was the best horse in the race. Prior to that, he'd run really well at Punchestown in a decent bumper. That was over 2 miles, and I think dropping back in trip tonight could well suit this horse. He quite clearly didn't get the 2.5 last time out. So Knockanoose, although he did run well last time out and represents a good inform yard in the shape of Mickey Winters, 4-6, 7-2, I think these two will come a lot closer together come the off time. I'd have Pellegrine running in around about a 2-1 poke and suggest you get right stuck into him also.
Good stuff. As always, Andy, let's have a quick summary of your selections if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, decent punting card tonight at Killarney. Not necessarily the first race, but I'm going to go in mine now, who's an interesting runner back on the flat for Peter Fahey. In the 6-10, on a pedestal, she's been a bit unlucky on the last three starts, but hopefully tonight can well be her night in that fillies and mares handicap. Eco Eye is a horse I think you should stay on the right side of on the 6:45. Modem by a million miles is the best bet on the card in the 7:20. He should really take care of that field if you know his overall form is anything to go by. 7:55, a little bit of a chance is taken with Mickey Winters' Winter Breeze, despite a 129-day layoff. In the 8:25, you're busy. He's always busy, and hopefully he can reward his supporters yet again tonight. And in the final race, that Pellegrine Run, I do think that's a massive overprice this morning at 7-2, and suggest that you have a decent bet on him.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy in Killarney this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.